Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are ready to delve into some health matters. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a look at walking on the safe side, running on the safe side. Well, particularly walking or running on the treadmill, actually. And I want to ask you this. You've seen people on the treadmill, pretty much. That's cut and dry, right? Nothing to worry about. You're going to be safe no matter what you're doing on the treadmill. Correct? Not correct. As a matter of fact, incorrect. I'm going to take a look at some of the tips that Everyday Health is sharing with us with regards to the treadmill. How many of you count the treadmill as one of your favorite ways to exercise? I know some people will get on that treadmill and that is all they'll do. They may stretch before, after, but as far as getting on the elliptical, a bike, walking, running around a track, indoor or outdoor, weightlifting, you name it, a lot of people will just get on the treadmill. That's it. That's all they want to do. That is not a bad thing. As we've said before, when it comes to exercise routines, find out what works for you. Do some trial and error. You know, you may want to see, you know, if you say, well, you know what, I want to try this treadmill. It looks easy enough, and yet it looks challenging enough. Let me try this for a little while, see how things go. See how it goes. If after, you know, 3, 4, 5, 8 months, you're still going strong, looks like you're not getting bored with it, and you really don't want to try anything else, well, go ahead and stay with the treadmill. But if it looks like you're starting to get bored with it, you may want to try something else before you are actually bored with it. Yeah, because you want to make your exercise routine as interesting as possible so that you can stay with it forever, for the rest of your life. Yeah, as long as possible. Yeah, enjoy it as much as possible so that you'll stay with it as long as possible. Walking or running on a treadmill may seem pretty safe. It's a good thing. But check this out. Now, we got to be safe. We got to know we're safe. You take a look at that treadmill and you say, okay, I'm enjoying this, but I am realizing that I do need a mix of exercises, because if I just do the one same thing over and over every week, I will get tired of this. So let's see what we can do to make this treadmill exercise routine work for us. As it turns out, we do need to be concerned about safety. Accidents do happen, particularly when using gym equipment. So it's important to be reminded of the risks of even using treadmills. Of course, as we know, a treadmill is powered by a motor rather than being self-propelled. And so that being the case, mishaps can definitely occur, especially when people lose their balance. The consequences can include bruises, sprains, broken bones. Come on, it can get even worse. Concussions. And wait, there's more. Death. That's right. Death can occur from mishaps that occur on treadmills. Doesn't make the treadmill bad, just means we need to know the safety measures. So here's a question. How many treadmill injuries do we have per year? Treadmill injuries. Not looking at deaths now. Only injuries. How many treadmill injuries do we have per year? Would you believe there are more than 24,000 emergency room visits every year associated with treadmills? That was as of 2014. Deaths do occur, but fortunately, they're much more rare. That said, it is vital for people to know their physical limits and keep safety in mind when using a treadmill. Yes, treadmills are easy to use, but treadmills can also be misused and you can find yourself getting hurt. So one of the worst things that we can do is decide that we're going to get in shape, back in shape overnight. Too much. Yes, too much. You don't want to try to get in shape overnight and you've been off your program for 9 months, 5 years. No, take your time. You may not believe this, but listen, it took you time to, you know, go 5 years without exercising. That took time. 24 hours times 7 days a week times 52 weeks per year times 5 years. That's how long it took you to go 5 years without exercising. So don't try to get in shape, back in shape, the first hour that you exercise. Give yourself some time to do that. Build back up gradually. You go on, get on that treadmill, you're out of shape, and you know, you ignore your limits, you could really just do some serious damage. Take your time. Not only that, but you know, consider this. I know a lot of people really do like to get outside and do their exercise. You know, something about being in the great outdoors, especially when it's feeling good. I know some people like, you know, different types of weather. Some people only like it when it's warm or hot. Some people only like it, I mean, to truly, truly like it when it's chilly or maybe even cold. But when you can't walk or run outside due to heat or due to cold or rain, treadmill exercise can offer some of the same benefits, with the added plus of being able to include some hill-specific workouts and pacing strategies. That's one of the things that makes the treadmill so good. You can change the incline on that baby so that it's like you're having to just work harder. Almost as though, you know, you have it in, at a steeper incline, you work harder. You might want to push the button, make that baby move faster so that you have to move your feet faster. All of that helping to build up more cardio because you're having to work harder. Exercise can help you lose weight. It can make your bones and your muscles stronger. Speaking of bones stronger, I do want to encourage our senior citizens to definitely do what you can to make your bones stronger. If you fall, there may be less of a chance that your bones will be damaged, injured, because they're in better shape. If an injury does occur to your bones, it may not be as severe because you're doing exercises that make those bones stronger. Exercise can relieve depression and stress. Isn't it stressful when you want to exercise but can't get out there to save your life? Yes, exercise can help relieve depression. It can help relieve stress. It can lower your risk for diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. Exercise can help reduce the risk of colon cancer. And using a treadmill is a great way to keep up your exercise regimen when other factors are inhibiting your outdoor routine. How many of you have a treadmill in your homes? I tell you what, that can be a great thing. Find a place to put your treadmill so that when you're ready to jump on, it's there waiting for you. Now, how about when you put that baby in a room where maybe you watch TV? Now, it is better to really, really, really be focused on your exercise while you're exercising, whether you're lifting weights where it is really important so that you don't injure yourself, or whether you're just running or walking, even on a treadmill. Need to keep up. So what do you do? How do you stay safe on a treadmill? Really enjoy it, but also enjoy it more because you're keeping yourself safe. And a lot of times, believe it or not, knowing that you know the safety tips can take a lot of pressure off your mind because you know that you know. You're not assuming, you're not hoping. You know that you know. So I want to encourage you. Take a listen as we share with you some safety tips for treadmill use. Numero uno, make certain that you know your own health status. Sometimes a fall on a treadmill is actually caused by a cardiovascular incident, like a heart attack or a stroke. CVIs, or cardiovascular incidents, affects males over the age of 55 with high stress levels, among other risk factors. Make sure you have a clean bill of health before starting an exercise program. I know we're aware of people like Pete Maravich and others who had congenital heart defects that were so functional that they didn't even think about it. There was nothing that indicated to them that there was anything wrong with any part of their bodies. There was a problem with the heart. And the unfortunate thing about this, really, really sad, is that they were often having, a lot of these people like Pete Maravich, were often having their physical exams done each year. But this is something that could easily be missed year after year. All right. So make sure you do have a clean bill of health before starting an exercise program. Secondly, recognize the signs of trouble during your workout. It is so important that we are truly paying attention to the messages that our body is sending us, but also it's important that we value what our bodies are telling us. I mean, truly value. Our bodies are sending us messages, signals. We need to be paying so close attention that if our bodies are saying, I'm hurting, you need to have me checked out. Or you're using my lungs too much. I don't have that much lung capacity. What I do have is just about gone. You need to slow down. Then we need to slow down. If you feel chest pain, shortness of breath, lightheadedness, stop your workout. These are warning signs that there might be an underlying health condition that you should discuss with your physician. All right, so number three, become familiar with the safety mechanism. This is often a clip that can be attached to a user's clothing. If you trip and fall, or lose your balance, the key will pull away from the machine, shutting down the treadmill. How about numero cuatro, the fourth one? Keep distractions like TV and music to a minimum. This gets us back to something that I was talking about a little earlier when I mentioned that it really is ideal to really be focused on our exercise when we're exercising. Doesn't matter whether we are, again, lifting weights or walking, running. There are benefits physically and otherwise to keeping distractions to a minimum. Exercising on a treadmill while watching TV or reading could be too distracting, and it might actually increase your chance of injury from a fall. So start your workout at a slower pace. Be aware of the width of the treadmill belt. Ditch the headphones until you find your rhythm and keep the volume low. Let's look at numero cinco for now. Have a place and plan before you start to exercise. So if your treadmill isn't at a professionally staffed gym, let someone know that you're about to get a workout in. Keep a phone nearby in case of an emergency or work out with a buddy. At the very least, you can consider making sure that if you're going to get on the treadmill at home, that someone is at home. I know that, you know, you're going to be looking for the time that's ideal for you, and that makes sense. And, you know, the time that's ideal for you may not always be when someone else is at home. But if you can work that out, it's a great idea. And then, numero seis, wear the proper gear when working out. Proper gear when exercising on a treadmill? Yep, you can wear proper gear. There is gear that is better than others, even when using a treadmill. So, avoid clothing that could snag in the belt of the treadmill. And be sure to wear good athletic wear. Never wear sandals. Never wear flip-flops. Never run barefoot on a treadmill. Consider straddling the deck before turning on the treadmill. Of course, the deck being the part that your feet are actually in contact with as you're walking or running. Straddle that deck before turning on the treadmill. Because the motion, you know, if your feet are already on that belt, when you turn the machine on, the motion could catch you by surprise and knock you off balance. It could possibly send you flying. So get into the habit of straddling the deck and allowing the belt to start moving before stepping on it. And when you finish with your workout, always stop the machine before getting off. It can be a lot of fun getting off that machine while, you know, you're on the part that's moving, but that sure is risky. So, you know, consider the risks. Then maintain the right form, even on the treadmill. You need to keep good posture, which means your shoulders should be back. Your head should be facing forward. You should not be looking down at the floor. Relax your hands and let your arms just swing naturally. Keep the same length of stride as you would outside. Don't let your strides get short and choppy. Then pay attention to where you are on the machine. Don't drift to one side on the belt. Know your limits. When you feel fatigued or you lose proper form, it's time to stop before you get hurt. And then the last one, numero 10, increase your time first. As you want to increase the challenge, increase the time first, then increase the intensity in order to avoid your injury. When you're starting your treadmill program, gradually add time to your workout first. You can actually increase intensity later by adding speed or increasing the incline of your treadmill. Experts also recommend increasing either speed or intensity, but don't increase speed and intensity at the same time. All right, I'll be right back.